So, it's happened. Enough Tory MPs have decided that they have no confidence in Boris Johnson to call a vote on whether or not he has the confidence of the party. Now, what does this mean for everyone else? Well, it shows us that the squires at the top of the Tory party, whether or not he survives this vote, confidence in him will be severely undermined. I can't see him heading into another election. So that has all sorts of consequences. Can we think of an obvious replacement? Well, I mean, we can think of a few, but none of them are competent. I'm not just saying this because I don't like their politics, but the current cabinet, think about it, they're in various roles, they've pretty much disgraced themselves with the lack of knowledge or competence or understanding. You've got people like, is it Dominic Raab, who didn't realise that trade went through Dover, and you've got Priti Patel, who is just an unpleasant piece of work, really, but it's also pretty incompetent because she doesn't really know what the police do. None of them are going to be particularly convincing for those of us who don't agree with the Conservatives, but the important thing is none of them are going to be particularly convincing for Conservative members when it comes to winning elections. Boris Johnson, for all his many, many, many faults, was fairly personable, and you got people who didn't really know a lot about politics saying that they liked him because he seemed like a good sort of guy. So you've got people who don't really know a lot about politics who like Boris Johnson because he seemed real in some way and not like a typical politician. You know, he had that kind of gift of everyman type stuff. I mean, obviously it was all a front, but that's how it seemed, that's how he played it. So he could get away with being incompetent, largely because there is a certain section of the electorate who didn't seem to mind because they liked him or liked his personality. But none of the people who might replace him have got that charm. I mean, just think about them. They're all either comedy characters like Rees-Mogg or just unpleasant people. So you've got the dangerous combination of incompetence, unpleasantness, and just being unlikable. So what's that mean? Well, I have a feeling that Boris Johnson might sort of call their bluff, as it were, and call a snap election. Now, I'm not entirely sure what the rules are around if there's a vote of no confidence called. I don't know if the Tory party internal mechanisms allow him to call a snap election, but I don't think it's up to the Tory party. I mean, it is ultimately, because I think it has to be voted for. But he'll have enough, I'm guessing, loyal backbenchers and MPs to trigger that snap election if he wants. And then we can't change leaders now because there's an election coming and that we'd definitely lose and blah, blah, blah. I can see him sort of, because it's all about him in the end. Everything Boris Johnson has done, absolutely everything, is about him and his power and clinging on to power. He doesn't care if it's good for the Conservative Party, and he doesn't care if it's good for the country. It's just about him. And that's a strength in some ways when it comes to him hanging on despite incompetence, but it's also a weakness because in the end, Tory members have to think that that is a winning electoral strategy. And I'm not sure they do at this point. It was interesting seeing the boos at the Jubilee, at the service in St Paul's. You know, when you're talking about the crowd who've come out to see the Queen and wave flags, it's a stereotype, but it's largely true that they're going to probably be more likely to be Conservative supporters than any other party. And you've got them booing him, you know, booing their leader, the Prime Minister, which is not something that generally happens at these events. So I think that might have just tipped these Tories, because, I mean, the vote only came in, as far as we know, the last letter asking for a vote of no confidence only came in today. And so maybe that was the event that really convinced them that he was a bit of a lame duck. Anyway, what do we do? Personal predictions, I suppose. I think there'll be a snap election, either soon or when he loses or wins. He'll need to shore up what he considers his mandate, even if he wins. And if he doesn't win and they choose another leader, then they'll feel they have to get a mandate. So I think there's an election coming, whatever. probably in the autumn. Who do I think will be Tory leader? They're all pretty bad. But you know what? I hate to say this, because I think he's appalling and not a good thing in any job he's done, like for the NHS, but probably Jeremy Hunt is the best. I say best, I mean that, very many caveats, is probably the best we can hope for a leader of the Conservative Party, in that I don't think he's entirely incompetent or evil, whereas actually people like Patel, I hate to say evil because it's not a thing I believe in, but I think she's actually genuinely a horrible person in what she does. There's a few other ones, but largely people like Rob, I don't think they're evil, I just think they're incompetent. I don't really know how anything works, including running a government. I mean, I'm not even going to talk about people like Liz Truss. I mean, come on. The level of incompetence there. Would Conservatives even choose her? I don't know. It's interesting times. But I think this is the beginning of the end for Johnson. Whatever happens, and that's got to be a good thing for the country. Obviously, I don't want the Tory party to recover to a point where they might win an election, but, you know, at this point, I don't think they will. I don't think whoever they choose, who is a likely candidate, is not going to be somebody who can win an election for them. Losing Johnson means they'll lose all the people who don't really know about what he does, but just kind of like him. The people who might have actually made the Tory party a reasonable party, even if I didn't agree with it, people like, you know, Rory Stewart and those kind of guys. Fiscal Conservatives, who at least have a vague social conscience, they've all gone, they're all out of the picture. I don't think the current crop of MPs is going to be voting for anyone like that, if not that I can think of any, who would be in that kind of league of candidate. So it's interesting, isn't it? And I guess this is now going to be the story of the next few weeks of politics anyway. So get ready for an election.